Wake Up Call continues now on the SportsMap Radio Network.
Time for the good.
That's really nice.
The bad.
That's the bad guy.
And the dumb.
What an idiot. Oh, what a loser.
All right, the good, the bad, and the dumb here on your Tuesday. Glad you can be with us. Again, on Twitter, at Tony D Radio, at Ron Culver. That's Ron with two N's. If you want to get some thoughts in on Monday Night Football last night and week four in the National Football League. But let's get the good of the day.
Good of the day has to go to SEC reporter Alyssa Lang.
Alyssa Lang, yeah, she was at the Mississippi State game.
Yeah,
right?
And she had the common sense to ask one Mike Leach if he had any wedding advice. And this is what Mike Leach had to say.
I know you have strong thoughts on weddings. I'm in the middle of planning one right now. Do you have any advice for me?
Who are you marrying?
His name is Trevor.
Okay, yeah, well, I'll have to set up a meeting and I'll talk to him. As soon as the season's over, or even an off week, go elope. Trust me on that. Go elope. Because basically every female in the family is going to terrorize you guys until it's over. Once it's over, I mean, they'll be upset for a few days, but it'll be over. And then, you know, you cruise away, along, have a happy marriage, have a happy life.
I'll pass along the message. Thanks, Coach. Congrats on the win.
Trevor, unless he's crazy, is totally on my side. And trust me on this. If Trevor doesn't have the sense to do that, tell him to call me, because, I mean, he needs to do I've told all my kids, I'll give you $10,000 extra if you elope. So far, they haven't done it, but I would, too.
I'll have him call you for sure.
This is my biggest fear in life with my daughter, is how much money it's going to cost me when she gets married. I 100% agree with him. 10 grand to elope? I'll be more than happy to give my daughter $10,000 if she elopes. I have no idea what...
We already know the standing of weddings. Your stance.
Yeah,
on
I don't
weddings,
like so. Weddings. I don't like going to them. I hate going to them, actually. Doesn't mean I won't go to them, family, those of you who may hear this later. Doesn't mean I won't go. Just means it's not really the place I want to be.
I mean, I feel like he's everyone's uncle or grandpa
I saw this afterwards. When did she do this?
I think it was post-game. Obviously,
she did it post game.
Obviously, yeah, he was. He was, I guess, coming off the field. I think she got a few of the SEC, football questions in, and then
I really kind of want to. I hope that's true.
Well,
but
they
just beat Texas A&M.
Yeah, I know that. Because she said congrats on the win.
Oh, she did
in that clip. So I know it was after the game.
It seems like an odd time to do that.
When's she going to get the opportunity?
She had him in pregame. She had him in at halftime. She's the sideline reporter for the game.
Well, I know, but I'm saying she's probably talking more football at that point. Now that the game's over.
Wait a minute, hold on. Why wouldn't you talk about football after their team just beat Texas A&M, ranked team?
I think they did talk football, and then she's like, hey, one more thing. Let me just get this in there.
Oh, I got it, okay. Because he seemed, pretty chill.
Yeah.
To do that after his team had just beaten a ranked opponent, and that was a big win for them because they're now in the top 25. So I thought that was more pre-game-ish, but if it was post-game, God bless her for doing that. Because even though it turned out the way it turned out, you don't know that as a reporter. You may think that but he may have been so focused on his team and his players and what's going on and the fans are going crazy that he may have not gotten into the rhythm of what you were trying to do. So if she did it post game, that's pretty brave of her to kind of sway, because she made it about herself. And what you want to do as a sideline reporter, you never want to make it about yourself unless you're in a setting where it's a little bit more relaxed, and taking a chance of diverting the news of your job, which is to really, really get as much out of him as possible when the security is going to be around him, because the fans were going crazy and they were going nuts, and getting as much information on how they won the game to the audience, to then say, no, 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 this will be more about me and my wedding. Like, you run the risk of getting some serious backlash, even though the answer worked. So that was pretty brave of her to do that. I know I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't have done that. If I was a sideline reporter after a win like that, I would never make it about myself.
But
I would have done it we were bouncing around and it was sort of a pregame talk and, we were just kind of, it was kind of loose.
But here's my only thing to that. You might sway to that way knowing that it's Mike Leach.
No, I know I personally wouldn't.
You still wouldn't because you know but you could get something a lot more viral with something like this than you would just talking football.
No, because my job isn't to get something viral. My job is to get information from the coach. But I would have done something different. I wouldn't have done personal to me. If my producer on spot said, we don't care about football, ask him about traveling to Australia.
Right.
Like then I would have done that, but I would not have made the question centric to me. That's what I would have. I would not have done that.
Well, I'm going to assume she probably cleared the producers like, hey, you think I should ask him about my wedding? Sure.
That's probably true. But it's very, what I'm getting at is I'm not disagreeing with her doing it.
Right. Oh, I
what
know
I'm
you're
saying
not.
Is it's a bold move because it could have really backfired on her. Like he could have been so caught up in the moment that he didn't play along and then she would have looked terrible. But he not only played along, he played along great, but she did it at a time where that's one of the bigger upsets of the SEC weekend. Was Mississippi State pulling this off?
Yeah.
Because Mississippi State had been an under-radar team in the conference, like kind of dangerous, kind of good, but not great, but you never know. They play you tough. And then they pull this off against Texas A&M. They basically destroyed the Aggies' season. They tore it apart because up until then, they only lost to Appalachian State. And that was damaging, but they followed that up with back-to-back wins against ranked opponents. And so they were looking to be back on track a bit. And then now they killed it. They killed Jimbo Fisher's career, and he for Mike Leach to sort of be willing to go down that road was pretty cool. But I wouldn't have done it. I wouldn't have taken the gamble of the backlash that could have been coming.
Yeah, you could have had a total Saban thing. Like, I don't want to talk about that. Let's talk about
right,
the team.
Right. And that would have looked really crappy.
Right.
Like, that would have really looked bad.
And it would have gone viral for all the wrong reasons.
All the wrong reasons. And that's what that's the gamble. So, all right, what is the bat of the day?
Bat of the day, guys. I'm going to hopefully I can say this name right. The Pinoca Stampeders.
Pinoca Stampeders. Okay.
Yeah, they play, they're part of the Heritage Junior Hockey League, which is, can you guess which country that's in? anyways, they suspended the rest of their season. Because they've been outscored 125-3 in their first five games of the season.
Yikes.
So every score has been like 22-1, 20-0, 25-0, 24-1. And so they have suspended their entire season because apparently they just can't play hockey.
Well, it's, you know.
Better luck next year.
Yeah, better luck next year. I mean, where do you go from there? You just disband the program? I mean, you're not going to get better. Like, you're not going
to I guess go to the back to the drawing board, find a new coach. I don't know.
It sounds like it's a talent issue. It sounds like a player issue rather than coaching. I mean, like when you lose that many, it's coaching. It's not coaching, it's talent.
Yeah.
Like, well, your kids can't stop pucks. They can't play defense. They can't score.
I mean, 20 goals in a hockey game?
That's ridiculous. That means you're not playing. That means you're not shutting down lanes. You're not playing defense.
I feel like they're the Mighty Ducks. Even the Mighty Ducks were able to stop, some shots.
No, that's too bad. That's stupid. Imagine if all schools did this. Imagine if, like, all schools were like, we stink, so it's over.
Like Wagner.
Midway through the season.
We talked about Wagner yesterday, agreeing with Syracuse to do 10-minute quarters in the second half. What if they were just like, you know what? I mean, yeah, I know the final score was only 59, but 49 of those came in the first half. We're done.
The funny thing is I have seen some of these small schools get absolutely blitzkrieged in these games, and I've never heard of them going, let's do running clock 10 quarters, 10-minute quarters to get the hell out of here. Like, I've never seen it. And I've gone to games where teams are just getting bombed out of the stadium. And they
Yeah, that's when Alabama usually has one every single season, and there's you can't bet on the game.
No, you can't.
Because they just know, we're not going to take any money for this one.
Yeah, the points were 65, I remember when Florida played South Carolina, Charleston Southern. So Florida played Charleston Southern, and the line, Danny Sheridan, who did lines, it wasn't an official line, but it was like one of Danny Sheridan's lines. He had it at 62, right? So I said on the show that I was doing at the time, I said, I don't know if I would take Florida at 62, because here's a couple of reasons. If Charleston Southern got one fumble return for a touchdown or something, like just one maybe a kickoff return for a touchdown, some miracle play, then Florida would have to score 69 points. And coaches usually don't do that. Like, they'll score like 50-something and then kind of, all right, let's just run the ball and go home. But, yeah, those big, huge numbers, like that, they're kind of dangerous. Because if the other team puts up any points, it moves the number to something like, now you got to score 70. But, yeah, Alabama will have these games too. But I've never heard of a 10-minute. I don't even know what they did running clock, but I know they probably were like, let's just get going.
Yeah.
Get done. Let's wrap this up.
I mean, if you go to 10-minute quarters, I don't know.
Your goal is to leave.
Maybe Syracuse had the running clock and Wagner didn't. It's like,
maybe
Wagner, you guys play real football.
Yeah. Exactly.
We're just going to – we're bringing the student section down. How about you?
What is the dumb of the day?
The dumb of the day. You remember last week we talked about McDonald's adult Happy Meals?
Yeah.
Which is pretty cool.
I've been seeing this online. And like, yeah. Some of my friends went out and got this.
So, I mean, I haven't done it yet. I got to give it a shot. Anyways, Burger King doesn't want to miss out on all the festivities and get left behind, so they created the Halloween Whopper.
Which, is this the black bun thing?
No, this isn't the black bun thing, but close.
Okay.
What this is another name for it that we can call it is Ghost Pepper Whopper.
Oh, I remember something similar to this.
So basically, if you don't like the inside of your mouth or the inside of your body.
Right.
the Ghost Pepper Whopper consists of, first of all, it's an orange bun. So you got,
All right, so an orange bun.
Spicy queso, crispy jalapeno, some bacon, ghost pepper cheese.
Wow.
And then one Whopper patty.
I'll be staying away from that one.
Yeah.
Completely.
That one just seems like,
that's a little too much.
Yeah, I mean, if you just did like one of those, I think it'd be fine. But spicy queso, jalapenos, and ghost pepper cheese just means that you do not, you're literally actively trying to tear a hole in your liver, bladder,
right.
Something.
I have no stomach interest lining. In that at all. None. But good try, Burger King.
Yeah.
By the way, I hate to bring this up, but you know how many so my friends were posting pictures on Facebook of their adult Happy Meals.
Yeah.
And I don't know how many. I thought it came with an adult toy.
Oh, that I saw. Hello.
And I went, oh, yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Well, they do say that's maybe the idea behind Grimace.
Right. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Maybe that's the case.
And
right?
That's how he got his name because of the face you make.
That's right. Those dolls look really weird, though. Are they a particular brand or something?
Well,
I don't know much about.
I think they're like
Cactus Farm.
Yeah, an offshoot of Cactus Farm. I'm not big on the four-eyed thing.
Yeah, I'm not either.
The two sets of eyes. But if you came back and just brought nostalgic ones, that'd be all over it.
Yeah.
And I'm with this one guy on Twitter. I don't know who did it. Maybe it was Super 70 Sports because they always seem to have the cool ones like that. He challenged McDonald's to bring back real Happy Meal prizes. And what he was referring to were the Snoopy glasses.
Oh, those were great. Yeah, I remember like going as a kid getting like Empire Strikes Back glasses.
Yes, oh my God, yes.
Like, remember those? Like you'd get...
Try to collect
we
all
have
of them?
We have a collection of like Disney glasses that my wife had for years. When we got married, she just had these that we still have. We don't use them. They're just sort of sitting in the cabinets. But I think they came from McDonald's too.
I remember the...
Yeah, just really nice, well-etched, designed glasses. Well,
you know that eventually the paint falls off.
They don't
off,
do that anymore.
No,
I have a complete set of Avalanche glasses from 2003. That they had like each, it was from Arby's. Each cup, each glass had an Avalanche player on them, and they still look great. Yeah, I don't think anybody does those anymore.
No. So bring that back.
Bring that back, exactly.
I'll be on there buying Happy Meals all the time.
Oh, I would absolutely. I would be. Yeah, I'd be. 400
I'll be
pounds.
The guy. That, I already have this glass. Can I trade it in for another
Can
one?
Can I please have version 7 of this glass? I have 6 and 5. I don't have 7. Do you have 7 available?
Yeah, no. Can me. You call around?
Yeah, just more stuff that I have. More stuff my kids will have to sort out when I leave this earth.
That's right.
I'll be like, oh, Dad, why did you collect so much junk? All right, that's Wake Up Call. Good, the bad, and the dumb as we continue.